The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Tom Donnellan. He's the truck show chairperson, and Kelly Jo Osentoski, Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director. We're going to be talking about the Harbor Beach Truck Show, the seventh annual, I believe it is, coming up this weekend in Harbor Beach.
That's correct. 7 years already. Can you believe
Lucky
that?
Seven.
Yeah, hard to believe it's been that long already.
And kind of grows every year. I know the first year everybody kind of sits there and crosses their fingers, anybody going to come? And then it kind of goes on from there.
We've been very fortunate to have good weather. Most years we had a little rain last year. I think it hurt the turnout a little bit. So it's hard to say this year with the spring we've been having, summer.
You mean like rain every day?
Yeah, it seems that way. Doesn't it?
And every night and times in between. But the truck show is Saturday. And a lot going on this year?
Yeah, we have a full day of activities planned. We got live music, a couple country bands playing all day. The country bands go over well with the truckers. And so
seems like a good fit.
So we
and
get those.
Basically the trucks are on 25, are they on 142?
Yes,
or
they
do
are.
They go around the corner?
They are. We closed down both state highways for the show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they allow us to do that. We have to put a permit in early on, and we have to have a detour route, but we do all that, and it's been working quite well.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully you're getting people thinking, well, there's something to do right here, right now. Let's go see what they have to offer.
Yeah, if they run into the detour, maybe they'll stop and say, hey, let's go check out whatever's going on.
And that has happened. I've talked to people. A lot of times I'll work the end of the blocked off street, you know, the detour route, and I'll guide traffic. And I've met many people coming into town asking what's going on. Some are frustrated, and I explain the detour, and that's no problem. But then other people have gotten out of their vehicles, parked, and come in.
You just have to tell them, your cottage will be there when you're done here, and it'll still need cleaning, so have some fun first.
The detour is very well marked, though. It's very easy to get around it if you don't want to stop.
And is there plenty of parking? Do you have to walk far, or is it do you have a lot nearby that people can...
There's plenty of parking on all the streets or the parking lot behind the main buildings on Huron Avenue. Parking has not really been an issue because the trucks cover the entire area that's closed off. And so, I mean, you can park, and as soon as you walk into it, I mean,
the
exhibits are there, and you can start checking things out.
Yeah, we've been fortunate that way because they'll just park down the side streets, and the city has a big municipal parking lot behind some of the businesses along 25 here and everywhere.
Right.
Okay. So it's been good.
So, first of all, when is the actual show? Because I know the truckers have to get there a little earlier because you want to set up. When should the general public start showing up in Harbor Beach for this?
The general public can start showing up at 11 o'clock or later. And it runs all the way till 9 o'clock in the evening. So, you know, you have lots of time to come and check things out. The truckers are asked to be there by 10 a.m. for the lineup, which Tom and Robbie kind of take care of, and they do a great job with that. They'll get our sponsors all set up and get the trucks in line where they fit. So,
is it generally just the truck and not the
No, they'll bring combo. They'll bring trailers.
Because a lot of times they're decorated together.
Yes.
Very true.
They're very, you know, harmonious in their paint schemes.
Yeah. They are, and they're fun to see, and the sets of doubles are always fun, and just see how large they are. A lot of people don't get to see them up close and personal.
That's true.
To actually see the size that these trucks are.
They always look large in your rearview mirror, though.
And they are large. Do not pull out in front of them.
Okay, now do some of the people allow you to look in? I mean, because they're not always just tricked out on the outside. I mean, these are very fancy interior jobs done as well, and I'm sure some would like to show it off. Others maybe don't want people trampling through it either.
No, they do. Some guys will stay with their vehicle all day, their truck, sit there, talk about it if it's something they've just done, like if it's a restoration or modification. I know the owner will stay there in a lawn chair, sit down and talk to everybody. They'll open the hood, open the doors. I've seen letting kids get inside, and I think they've been good participation in that way.
Are the most part where they do this independent truckers, because it's their own rather than some big massive corporation that you know, they want them all to look the same, because when they're going down the road, they want to know that's our truck and that's not our truck.
I'd say we probably 75 to 80% owner operator, and then there would be some company trucks there that the driver's very proud of, maybe has things done to it different than other drivers from that company, and asked to bring it.
Especially if they're doing long hauls and they're kind of living in it, they kind of get a little more home-bodied.
True. But it becomes their home in some ways. You know, they're in it more than they are their actual house.
Yeah, so they like to make them comfortable and decorate them to their personality. So
if people are listening and they're going to the show, what terms do you need to know? There's sleepers, but is that just kind of a very general thing? And then there are
day cabs.
Sleepers.
Day cabs would be a truck without a sleeper. That's what you'll see around here most generally.
Basically,
double.
It's just the driver's seat and the seat next to them, and maybe some storage in the back for your suitcases, because if you have to stay somewhere.
Well, a day cab will actually just be the two seats.
Because
and
you're
no storage,
going to be
just
going home at night, basically, in those type of vehicles.
Right, be like a regular cab pickup. And then you'll have trucks with a real small sleeper, be like an extended cab pickup, if you want to compare it to the, if I'm using this analogy. And then a sleeper truck could be a crew cab, or get into a SUV-type vehicle where they have room for more passengers or sleeping arrangements.
Is it obvious that this is a much bigger interior from the outside, or is it?
Oh yeah, no, it's obvious.
There are a lot of space-saving things that these guys know how to cram a whole lot into a whole little space.
Usually, a truck that is given to a driver where he's going to be gone all week will have a larger sleeper on it and be a lot more storage room, and it's very obvious from the outside of the truck. Everybody knows that.
Interesting, because a lot of people see him on the roads and they wonder, well, why does this guy need, to have a living room in the back?
And a shower.
Because he's not necessarily going home tonight.
No.
All right. Besides the biggins, do you have, pickups and other kind of trucks in there that come to the show? Because a lot of people who may not be in the trucking industry have a pickup that they've tricked out and they get proud of.
Absolutely. We take... accept all different versions of what you would call a truck. We have antiques that I know some are coming. I know some of the dealerships around the area are bringing new pickups, so for you to check out. So that will be fun to see too.
It will. I know I received a call this morning from a local gentleman, had a restored, I think it was a Chevrolet pickup, asked if he could bring it. I said, of course. Looking forward to seeing you.
I assume that if you are interested in this type of work, these are the key people to talk to. They know who to contact for restorations, who has the parts, because a lot of when you get to these antique trucks, they're either in a junkyard or they are, you got to try and find them or have them made, because there's not a big market for replacement fender or something, for one that's all rusted out on something that's really old.
No, you're correct. There's a nationwide organization, it's a historical society, and they have a show every year at different places throughout the United States, and they're a big group of antique trucks. We have some local members, and they usually bring theirs. It would be nice to get a showing of the historical truck society, get 10, 20, 30 members to come up here sometime. That'd be a goal of ours to get.
And a lot of this becomes specialized. I know in the car bit part of it, you'll have people who are into Mustangs, people into Corvettes, people into Corvairs. Each has a little a niche of their own. And
clicks.
So I imagine the trucks are the same way for the Peterbilts, for the other types of trucks that are out there, that they may know where to find parts for that. If you've got a different kind of truck, you got to find somebody who knows where to find it for those.
You're catching on real quick, Craig.
Well, after all these years, I'm glad somebody's finally said it.
Yeah. And you didn't even ask me to say that.
Well, I got used to saying it myself because nobody would hear it. But anyway, the lineup's then at 10. The show starts at 11. And it winds up, I hear, with a lighted parade.
It does. The show goes until 9, and then the trucks kind of line up and get ready for the parade that typically starts about 9:30 at dusk.
Because a lot of these trucks are kind of tricked out with a lot of lights. I mean, they're yellow and red and whatever, but they line them all down the side. They've got them up top. I mean, these are
Christmas tree.
Very nice looking going down the road at night.
It's a fantastic experience to see all the trucks going down the road. There are some pictures and video on our the truck show page on Facebook if you wanted to check out what's been there in the past. But yeah, there, it sounds like most of them that I know are coming are planning to stay for the parade. The truckers don't have to stay for the parade. It's their choice to stay. But I think a lot of them like to show off what they have for lights. And
they do.
Of course, some sounds as well. So
I think this is our third year with the parade. Robbie asked that we try it a couple years ago, and it's been a big hit. It was a good idea. First year, not as many stayed. Some people had graduation parties or other areas, places they needed to go. And we make it so people can leave. If they have a long drive back and they don't want to stay till dark, we usually try to get them out of the show and let them go, and then we line everybody up for the parade that wants to stay. So it's been a big hit.
If you're planning on leaving early, don't bury yourself in the parking lot.
Right, and we ask them that. When they're pulling in, we'll talk to the guys. If they need to leave, we position them that way so we can get them out of there.
Okay. And this is a very family-friendly thing. You think of truckers, you think of, you know, rugged guys and, you know, stories and all that stuff, but the kids love these trucks.
I think the kids probably have more fun than the adults do. There's lots of activities for the kids. We do have the bounce houses there during the daytime, as well as face painting. So there's things for the family and the kids to do, as well as check out the trucks and possibly get to sit inside one of those that they may not have the option to otherwise.
No, it's been a big hit, and I think we've always wanted to be family-oriented. And I'm lucky enough to have three beautiful daughters, and they come out with my wife, and it's just a reason to come out there, not only for the trucks, but they know they're going to see the clown making the balloons, and there's just a lot of activity.
Okay. Now, there's going to be vendors out there. We kind of hedged on that, you know, that if you're doing this work, you know, on something of your own, that you may need to find the right people. There will be some vendors out there usually at the event that can either tell you I can handle it or no, maybe you should try. Because people tend to be friendly in these types of things.
Yeah, they do.
Well, there'll be lots of vendors there, and it's all that whole network as to who knows who. And so, yeah, just talk to them, and they'll help you as much as they can. But we do have some great vendors that'll be there again this year.
And not only truck parts, but they bring a lot of apparel. You know, if the dealers come, they'll bring shirts, hats, toy trucks, novelty items. And they can't believe how much they've sold and given away. They do a lot of giving away, but they also do some selling of items.
Oh, nice. Kid-friendly part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for the big kids. Now, you said you were going to have music there. Who's coming?
We have the Taylor Tuckey Band. They were here last year. And they are a big hit. Everybody had said that they were really good and enjoyed them, so we brought them back again for this year.
And are they traditional country songs? And
yes.
They maybe from contemporary artists, and they do covers, and they do some of the classics and all that kind of stuff?
Kind of a little of everything, yeah. And then in the evening, we'll have Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band. And they're a quite well-known band. They're a larger group. And to have some of their own songs that have been recorded, as well as the covers. So they were at our Egg Venture Day last year, and so they're pretty excited about being there for the truck show this year.
I think that isn't steel horse, more motorcycle than truck. Wow. Yeah. As long as it's fun and people are enjoying themselves, more the better.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta have music.
Where do they perform? Are they down near the beach? Are they on the road right down at the end of the road in 25 or 146?
They'll be on M25.
Wow.
Right amongst the trucks.
Right down the main intersection. Keep them close to everything. That way the music will travel all three directions.
And they can project this way, right. And everybody gets to hear the band.
Yeah.
Terrific. I assume you need sponsors to get this going, because I don't know of any type of event in this community that there isn't expenses to flyers and all the other stuff you have to do, and people's time in setting it up. So,
right.
I assume you have some major ones.
We do. We have some major sponsors. We rely almost completely on sponsors to pay for the incidentals. And for the truck show, they've been fabulous. Some of our main ones this year are J.W. Hunt, Michigan Kenworth, a reefer Peterbilt, and A1 truck parts. So we're looking forward to having them, and they will all have booths at the event as well. So there will be vendors there that you can stop and talk to. And if you do talk to them, thank them for their sponsorship, because they're the ones that help make this event possible.
Yeah, it's great they come. It just makes it a bigger success.
It also showcases what they do for a living, and I think people like to do that as well.
Yes. Just kind of,
you know, you take it for granted what you do, and these people then get a chance to shine and show you just what they can do. You're going to have food, I assume, and beverages, because this isn't a party in Harbor Beach unless there's good eats.
As you know, there's always food in Harbor Beach.
Take a contest cook-off.
I mean, it's not the pies and not the chili cook-off or anything, but there will be food and beverages
yes.
for people in town.
Yep.
And there'll be the restaurants open, and if you
right.
need a place to have a full meal as well.
Exactly. Food's always available, either on the streets or in the actual restaurants. There'll be water and drinks as well.
Yeah, they'll cook. A lot of the businesses come right out and cook on the sidewalk and provide food and drink right there.
Barbecue, but they're on the side.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets a little hot.
Gets a little gritty.
Yeah.
And I also understand you have a kiddie pedal pool coming that people are going to be able to crank their little
legs
going.
Yeah, those little kids can get on those tractors and see how they can do it. Robbie really likes and enjoys helping with this one, so we let him head
now,
it up.
Now, is this like a pedal tractor with a miniature, the weight thing in the back when you do a
yes.
tractor pull?
Yes.
Yeah.
That, you know, it gets heavier and heavier as you go farther and farther down the road because more is dragging type of thing?
Very similar, yes.
It's identical, just on a smaller scale. But Robbie got that started a few years ago now, helped us through the fair board, and it's been a big hit. Kids like it.
Well, yeah, there's a little bit of bragging rights, and it's fun, and... are there winners to this event?
They're all
sure
winners.
They're
all
winners. In this, they all get a little plaque.
Yeah, they have
truck
a truck show
plaque that they participated in
there
the pedal pull. So yeah,
you got something to take home and show Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah,
terrific. And again, this is the 7th annual.
Correct.
I assume you're already working on number 8.
Well, we were a few minutes ago.
We're already talking
about
some
it.
Things we could change or make better. We'd like it to keep going if we can.
It's a year-long process for all the events. I think every community knows that. It's just,
yeah, you get about 2 weeks where you can sit back and go, wow, that was nice. And then you got to go, well, let's get started on next year, because you can't take
right.
it for granted all these things are coming back.
Right. Or like in Harbor Beach, I mean, we get done with one and we just move into the next one because we just keep going with things all summer long.
You live on the lake. I think you're expected to always have something going on.
Harbor Beach, if it gets much worse, you're going to be living in the lake.
Yeah, a lot of places.
A lot of places along the shoreline have been wanting higher water for their harbors and for the boats to get in, and be careful what you wish for. Just might happen.
Yeah.
Put your boat in a boat anywhere now.
So this is the weekend for the truck show, but you have other things coming up in Harbor Beach, right?
Always.
Always?
Yeah.
Spring, summer,
year round.
There. Pretty much. There's, especially over the summer and fall, there's things going on Harbor Beach every weekend. You know, so.
Some major, some
right.
not so major, but...
Right. Yeah, we start our lighthouse tours. We'll begin on June 29th. And so you can purchase tickets for that.
And that's down at the harbor, the city harbor.
At the
you
marina,
can,
yep.
You can buy your tickets. Did they move out of that
yeah.
little booth yet, or are they still in that little tiny, tiny thingy there?
They have a little bit larger of a one now.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah.
They've annexed.
They've expanded their gift shop area, so it is a little bit larger. But, yeah, you can either get tickets on site if there is availability, or if you want to make sure you can take the tour, you can reserve tickets online at harborbeachlighthouse.org.
Which is especially important on weekends like Maritime Festival and the bigger events that they tend to fill
right.
up quickly.
Right. And this year, the tour season is shortened this year. The last tours will be August 3rd, and then they're also doing tours on Sunday the 4th because they're going to be painting the outside of the lighthouse. So once the scaffolding is up to do that, they can't really run tours. So
safety and all the rest
correct.
Of the things that are there. And basically, you got to preserve it, or
so,
you're going to be right back where you started, and it initially began with trying to get the lighthouse back into shape.
Right. It needs to be done, so you just shorten the lighthouse season, the tour season, and get it taken care of. So if you do want to do a tour this year, I would definitely get my reservations made.
Now you're having music at the truck festival, but yeah. You're having music lots of weekends in the summer, aren't you?
We are. We have we're doing our music at the beach series, which is 5 Friday evenings throughout the summer. The first one will be June 28th, and that runs from 7 to 11 p.m. Come on down to the beach. It's free to those to attend.
Different bands each
weekend. Yes, we'll have different bands. At
local band the first Friday, isn't it? Staph Infection?
Yep, Staph Infection or Even Steven. Depends on how you know them now, because they kind of changed their name to Even Steven.
And, good story
because
behind
got the staff thing cleared up.
Somebody must have got fired there off staff.
So, yeah, so that kicks off. You can always go to our website if you want to know the other dates as well. I know July 5th
and
will
these
be the
are,
next one.
These are interspersed between weekends like the Maritime Festival where there's music anyway.
Correct.
This is a whole separate type of event, these 5 weekends.
Yes. Yep, they will set the stage up right down at the beach. And
that big, beautiful mobile stage?
Yes.
Now with an awning?
That's
right. Patent pending.
Protects the band from any inclement weather, so they're not getting shocked by their instruments.
Right, so you can just bring your lawn chairs or a blanket or use the picnic tables that are there. So that's a fun time. They go over very well, providing the weather is decent for it. But
Hopefully, summer will finally come and we won't have this cool weather all the time. We'll really get the warmth of summer.
Yeah, and add it this year, we just got a grant from the Heron County Community Foundation, so we are going to add movies at the beach this summer.
Oh,
wow.
So over the summer, we'll have 3 different movies that are coming up. So, again, bring your lawn chair and blanket and enjoy a movie with your family and friends.
Wow. So. Sounds like an invite, Craig.
Yeah. Everyone's welcome.
Bring the kayak or the canoe, and you can sit at the shoreline and watch the movie.
Yes. So, of course, they're all kid-friendly and family-oriented, as always. So.
And, of course, the Maritime Festival will be coming up. That's a given in Harbor
that
Beach.
Is a given. And, yeah, we have a few new things this year that we're doing.
Oh.
Yeah, we're actually expanding fireworks. We'll be Friday and Saturday night this year.
Weather permitting.
Right.
Well, you know. The,
exactly, exactly.
But if Friday nights doesn't go off, you may do a double batch on Saturday and really have a bigger show because you paid for them.
Right, Or move one of them to Sunday night or something too. So both nights of fireworks. We're adding a lighted boat parade on Friday evening.
Really? Down in front of the Prescott Street area by the,
you'll,
the Lincoln
you'll
Park
there? Line up at the marina. And then parade through the harbor, right through in front of Lincoln Memorial Park and Truscott Pier. Yeah. So that should be a fun one. We have a King and Queen contest this year. Jet skis are back for Saturday, so that's going to be fun.
That's good.
Is it a race or is it an exhibition?
They are races. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an invitational. The jet skis and life preservers are provided. So you can sign a team up, even if you don't have a jet ski.
Oh, wow. So this isn't like you, when it started off. You guys had like a tour that stopped.
Yes,
in.
No.
But this is
anyone
this is
who wants
for
to race.
Locals,
right. This is for locals.
Have a little bragging.
Yeah. So.
Sounds pretty interesting.
So you can, all the reservations for any of the activities during Maritime is on the Maritime Festival website, and you can make your online reservations right there. It's always good to register ahead of time so they can plan for you.
And of course, good food, all of that good stuff.
Yes.
At the Maritime Festival, you've got the frog jumping contest is back.
Yep, frog jumping, and we have hot dog eating contest.
Bring your own frogs.
Yes, you do bring your own frogs.
You're not supplying frogs?
I am not supplying frogs.
If you could go somewhere and just say, we need a bucket full of frogs here.
Frogs should be plentiful this year.
Yeah, you would think so. By the shoreline.
So, yeah. And of course, we have the kids' carnival and the kid pet and bike parade on Saturday.
You got a volleyball tournament, you've got cornhole tournaments, I see. You've got all kinds of things going on.
And then the car show on Sunday. is the car show, which I usually has a really good turnout on that. You know, people just like their trucks, they like their cars.
Oh, yeah, so, that's a good turnout.
You know, and hey, if you want to take your truck to it instead of your car, if you don't have one, they would probably welcome that, too, because I know they've invited motorcycles and things
Didn't
to come to.
Didn't the truck show kind of almost grow out of the car kind of shows because there were so many trucks and people liked them? You thought maybe we should do one just for the trucks, and that's how this weekend's event kind of evolved and started.
It really did. That's how it started.
Yes. So you never know what will come out of this year either. It might be something new.
We could have co-ed beach frog volleyball. A hopping good time. You got Ag Venture Day then coming up later in the season.
Yes, that's in August after fair. Everyone's done with fair. So kind of we let all that wrap up and then we do our Ag Venture Day. We do bring some equipment to downtown. We're changing it a little bit this year. We're not going to do the farm tours, but we are going to focus on local food products. Products that are grown and raised here in Huron County in the Thumb area.
Normally grown this season.
Correct.
This season.
Correct.
We're so far behind on corn and some other crops.
Right.
It's not so even...
Hopefully it'll all be planted by then.
Yeah, there is going to be a chef cook-off.
Whoa.
So, using local products, and I believe Sensient, one of our local businesses, are going to provide some seasonings for that, for them to use. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
and
you could get the Muppet Chef.
He does do that well. And then we're having a Flavors of the Thumb food tent, where different restaurants are going to bring in different foods that they're going to have at the restaurant, all made, of course, from locally grown and raised products. So
Traverse City has their cherry things that go on. We have our own foods we grow here.
That's right.
And
so
showcase it.
Yeah. And we have, you know, some of our businesses have already committed to, you know, bringing, like Star of the West will be having a milling, show people how they mill the corn and then what it's made into type thing. So the kids get to decorate cookies that day. So it's going to be fun.
You mill it this far, it's this product. You mill it finer, it's this product. And you just keep going.
So and there's several other businesses and groups that are going to be helping out with that, showing different activities that day.
Terrific. Then gets to the end of summer and we're starting cool again. We're thinking of heating things up with salsa.
The salsa. Our salsa tasting is always a big hit Memorial weekend or Labor Day weekend. And businesses and or individuals can participate if you have a great salsa recipe that you want to enter. And then people sample them all and vote for their favorite. So
you're going to do salsa or chili, Craig?
You don't want to eat either anything I create.
Oh, come on.
You don't have the liability coverage. But then after that, then it's the chili cook-off in September.
Yes. Well, that's our final large activity for the year, but things continue on after that too. Yeah,
that's our big day for the car giveaway.
Yes,
as
the
well
car
we
giveaway.
Do that in Harbor Beach. All the keys we give away through the summer, the people show up and try to start the beast and see if they'll be able to take it home.
Right.
Terrific.
It's been a big hit. How many years have you been doing that now?
Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many. We've had cars, trucks, and there was one year we even had a car and a boat because two sponsors wanted to have one thing going against the other. So it's had its ups and downs, but it's always been fun to try and find that vehicle that will get everybody excited.
Do they allow employees to participate? Like, do you have a key ever? Do you win a key?
The only way I can participate is maybe to stand by the car and go, look, like I'm
like a model. The
Price is Right. Look at the car.
That's too bad. Max is need to replace that Fiero pretty soon. I thought it might be a good time.
Have that Fiero anymore. That thing burnt up, I don't know how many years ago. But anyway, so this weekend is the truck show. Starts at 11 for the people. The truckers should be down there about 10 to register, get lined up for the event. There's food, there's music, there's the shops in town open, so if you want a full meal and such, that's there too. It's a great time to come into Harbor Beach, see what's going on with the truck show and in town as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you.
Please bring your truck out.
Bring your kids and bring Everybody but the hound, because we don't need him howling down the street. Thanks for being with us here today. I hope you get a good turnout. Cross my fingers for the weather thus far. Do I dare?
No, let's not even talk about it. No, it's going to change. We'll be good. We'll be good.
But it's only a chance. Only a chance.
All right. Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Hope to see lots of people at the truck show this Saturday.
And it is rain or shine. And
you bet.
Spring, you know, we've had more of the R than the shine. But it is a good time for all. And there'll be trucks out there all spiffed up. And you can see the beauty on the outside, what they do on the inside. And even, as you say, some of them pop the hood because they trick out the engine on the inside as well. Yep. And all kinds of other things to make it look hot.
Lots of work. Might as well show it off.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it right here at WAW. Our guests today have been Tom Donilon, Truck Show Chairperson, and Kelly Jo Asantoski, Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director, the Harbor Beach Truck Show this Saturday in Harbor Beach.